And this is the takeaway. We turn to finance now. It's one thing to try and palm off bad loans to overseas investors and banks in the form of mortgage-backed securities. A lot of that happened, you'll recall, during the housing bubble. But now Bank of America is in trouble over trying to palm some of its bad mortgages and loans off to the U.S. taxpayer. Federal prosecutors in New York have accused the company of selling defective mortgages to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those companies are owned by the U.S. government. Prosecutors are looking to collect at least $1 billion in penalties from Bank of America. Ben Protest is a business reporter with our partner, The New York Times. He's been reporting on this latest lawsuit. Ben, this is a civil action, yes?
That's correct.
And $1 billion. Now, is this loan activity that took place after the TARP, after the meltdown, after the crisis, and after the acquisition of Countrywide by Bank of America?
That's right. These are losses sustained by Fannie and Freddie over the last 4 years. So, and the prosecutors have filed under the False Claims Act, which means you can get triple the damages. So actually, while there's only $1 billion in losses only, they actually could end up collecting $3 billion from Bank of America.
Okay. So what exactly was the, you know, this is a program that's been called the hustle, and that sounds pretty shady all up and down. Who coined that phrase, and how does it resemble a hustle?
Okay, so Countrywide coined the phrase. It started as a Countrywide program in 2007. Bank of America bought Countrywide in 2008 and continued the program for another year. Basically, the idea was cut costs, cut effort to put checks and balances into the loan underwriting process. They basically had they used to have people who would sit there as underwriters and double-check and triple-check every loan. They removed those people from this process and instead hired essentially clerks to do these people known as loan processors to be very weak balance on the standards here. And essentially, they were also incentivized by bonuses to churn out a high volume of loans. And what you had in the end was very poor quality of mortgages.
Is the basis of this Justice Department complaint, you know, and again, they're asking for $1 billion in penalties. Does this mean that over the past 4 years, Fannie and Freddie actually did buy this deal, buy some of these mortgages, and the U.S. taxpayer has actually covered some of these losses that the U.S. government now wants to get back?
Okay, so these are loans that end up having Fannie and Freddie guaranteeing them that are then sold to other investors, okay? So basically, when the loan soured and the investor suffered losses, Fannie and Freddie backstopped those losses. And so ultimately ended up, and because Fannie and Freddie were bailed out by the U.S. government in 2008 and to this day are in conservatorship by the U.S. government, the taxpayer ended up footing the bill for these losses.
Why hasn't Bank of America been able to do better what banks like Wells Fargo also got into some trouble during the mortgage crisis have done, and that is to move into the mainstream mortgage market and make quality loans? It seems like Bank of America is still competing over the bottom, and that market is gone.
Well, it's a good question. I think that Bank of America to this day is really battling the legacy of these other companies it acquired during the crisis era. So Countrywide, Merrill Lynch, these are companies that Bank of America ended up having their loans and their bad loans and their products on their balance sheet. But these are not necessarily Bank of America loans. Bank of America did keep up the hustle program, as you noted, for about a year. But the truth of the matter is these are not Bank of America programs. These are programs they inherited through these very dubious acquisitions during the crisis. Countrywide was one of the worst subprime lenders that you could possibly imagine. Why did Bank of America acquire it? You know, I think they have a lot of buyer's remorse on this, but to this day, I think there are these lingering questions. The real issue, though, is that Bank of America has started to kind of really try to shed that legacy, even as it's stuck with Countrywide's portfolio.
I'll end as we began. This is a civil action. Nobody goes to jail, right?
That's correct. So that's kind of the lingering issue here is that where is the big financial executive to be punished and put in jail for the financial crisis? And so far, we still don't have that.
Ben Protest, business reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks so much.